station in any way at all. The more offers of help we get, the more chance there is that we may decide to have another go and to bring the station back. But I regret to say, I'm very sad to say this, but it doesn't look as though the prospects are very good. If it does come back, if the station does come back, it'll probably be one of the lads, like John Dwyer or somebody, or one of the others who have got a transmitter, and they'll be trying to continue. But I'm afraid I don't think they'll have much success. I'm really certain they won't have much success. Jerry and the Pacemakers now. Favourites of mine from 1965 and Walk Hand in Hand.
In hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me. Give me your hand. Love is a sin. Perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid, for I am with you all the while.
Now, and you're listening to the Maysland Alternative Radio theme tune, and this is the second time, the second to last. We play for the final time, we play the theme tune for the final time at 4 p.m. this afternoon on this Tuesday, the 1st of January 1980, and I thought that this would be a good day, a suitable day, possibly the best day to close the station down, since it's going to close down anyway. Just one other thing, we maybe have a slightly weaker signal than usual. Well, the reason is this, you see. Well, I cleared all the transmitting equipment out of the location where we transmit from yesterday. That was the Monday. And at the moment, I'm using a lower power one. So I've only got the bare minimum of equipment here at the moment, which I'm removing as soon as the broadcast is finished. Anyway, the mail address, if you'd like to write in, is, and you might be able to help us with location, or let us use your place. You might just save the situation. And we especially need high-rise flats. And for anybody who's in a high-rise flat, there's still the offer of money. Anyway, the mailing address is MAR, that's MAR, 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. I'll give you that again, that's MAR, 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Things you may have noticed if you've been listening is that we were off the air a few days ago. That was on Saturday and Sunday when we should have been on. Well, I'm going to give you the reason for that now. The reason for that is John Dwyer, you see, because he's very unreliable type of character, he is. And the thing is, you see, it was left to him to contact most of the DJs to get them to come round and record, and unfortunately, well, he just went off somewhere and forgot about the station, and all the DJs were phoning his place, you see, and they just couldn't get any sense at all. They couldn't get any reply, and he wasn't in, so that's the reason it was off. It's obviously an unfortunate mistake that responsibilities like that were left to John Dwyer, but that's a typical example of the sort of things that go on the station, and the sort of things that have led up to this close down, to the end of Merseyland Alternative Radio. And the other thing is, as I said myself anyway, I'm fed up with being taken, I don't like being taken for granted, and I tend to feel that a lot of the other DJs on the station tend to feel, well, Ozzy need to replace Bert Williams as a transmitter, and that's all there is to it. Well, I've decided, well, that I've had enough, and if they think they can do it, well, I'm going to let them go ahead and try, and we'll just see how successful they are. But I'm finished, I'm packing in, and that's it, I'm afraid, on Merseyland Alternative Radio. and finishing it. And another favourite of mine, which I play quite a lot,
to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think.
Anyway, I'm afraid with my way of thinking, I've been going into, I've said a lot of things about the universe and life and so on. Well, anyway, to my way of thinking, life is a bit too short to be taken for granted, and to spend a lot of time on a radio station where you just get taken for granted. So, I'm packing in. Carpenters, then, a record I played quite a few times on my broadcast on Mizzland Alternative Radio, and that's called An Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Yes, well, we've got approximately, slightly less than 40 minutes to go, and I must admit, what I'm doing now reminds me of mutiny on the pilot radio ships in the 1960s when they used to... when mutinies took place, because, well, what I've done, you see, I've made this decision to close the station down without consulting any of the others, the other DJs connected with the station. I've just made the decision to wrap it up and that's it, because, well, I felt it would be a waste of time anyway, because, well, I've told John Dwyer before, I've warned Dwyer, and he's got the, he arranges for the other DJs to come to the station through his, he has a telephone, you see, I'm not on the phone myself. and I've warned him about the situation, possibly hasn't communicated it to the others, so I've just sort of felt, well, it's a waste of time giving any further warnings out about these things. Next record now is by Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy is the title of this one, from 1976. Just gone 15 minutes past 3 now, and that's Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy, and this is a closing down broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio. This wavelength becomes silent, and Merseyland Alternative Radio no longer exists as from 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's in approximately 45 minutes time, And I'm Bert Williams, closing the station down here. I've made the decision to close the station down because of numerous difficulties. And I think I've elaborated it on a few. And the main two are the constant internal difficulties that's taking place with the station and constant unreliability on the parts of certain people. And also, but quite honestly, I would have probably been willing to put up with that if there'd been better internal feelings in the station and so on. But I'm afraid, well, there doesn't seem to be any gratitude or anything. There doesn't. It just seems to be, a mechanical sort of thing, you know. And the other thing is, of course, well, we haven't had any offers of locations, transmitter locations on the Whittle. Anyway, I'd just like to say that if you're listening and you live on the Whittle and you'd be willing to accommodate a Merseyland alternative radio transmitter, you might be able to save the situation. You might be able to save things. It's only a very remote possibility now because things have turned, very bad now, really. Yeah, but if you write in, you just might be able to save the situation. We would like flats, but we're willing to consider any suitable places like houses, bedsitters, anywhere, if you can accommodate a Merseyland alternative radio transmitter, you may be able to save the situation. I don't know at the moment, but I'm afraid, the internal situation isn't very good, and it hasn't been for some time, although these things don't usually show on the air, they don't. So I'll be giving you the mailing address if you'd like to write in. And I'd also like DJs, any DJs or anybody that would like to help to write in, because the more offers we get, the bigger the possibility is that we might decide to return to the air. But I think the chances are pretty slim, really, because we've asked in the past for offers of help and locations. And I'd say that, we're just basically closing down due to a lack of support. I think it's as simple as that, really. That's the way I feel about things, anyway. And I'm the one that is responsible for the transmission side of the station. And I'm removing the transmission equipment when the station closes down this afternoon, because I'm afraid, that's it. I've had enough, and that's all there is to it. Record now by the Platters, Smoke. Got it mixed up there. What I was going to do now is I'm going to play a record now for what may be the only existing pirate radio station in the Merseyside area, and that's Jackie. So this one's going out to Jackie. Should be coming up in a moment, bit of a miscue.
One day I should become a singer with a Spanish bum who sings for women of great virtue. I'd sing to them with a guitar I borrowed from a coffee bar. Well, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. My name would be Antonio, and all my bridges I would burn. And when I gave them some, they'd know I'd expect something in return. I'd have to get drunk every night and talk about virility with some old grandmama who might be decked out like a Christmas tree. And though pink elephants I'd see, though I'd be drunk as I could be, still I would sing my song to me about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute in a stupid ass way. And if I joined the social world, became procurer of young girls, then I would have my own bordellos. My record would be number one, and I'd sell records by the ton, all sung by many other fellows. My name would then be Handsome Jack, and I'd sell boats of opium, whiskey that came from Twickenham, off many queers and phony virgins. If I had banks on every finger in every country, and all the countries ruled by me, I'd still know where I'd want to be. Locked locked up inside my opium den, surrounded by some Chinamen. I'd sing the song that I sang then about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute in a stupid ass way. Now tell me, wouldn't it be nice that if one day in paradise I'd sing for all the ladies up there, and they would sing along with me, we'd be so happy there to be, 'cause down below is really nowhere. And if my name were Juniper, then I would know where I was going, and then I would become all-knowing, my beard so very long and flowing. If I became deaf, dumb and blind, because I pitied all mankind and broke my heart to make things right, I'd know that every single night. When my angelic work was through, the angels and the devil too would sing my childhood song to me about the time they called me Shaggy. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, a cute, cute in a stupid ass way.
Well, I'm going to give you the mail address now if you'd like to write in. The mail address is, if you've got your pen, MAR, that's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. That's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. That's if you'd like to write in with any offers of help or anything which might possibly save the situation here. Well, as I said, there's a very large number of things that have come into me making this decision as I'm packing in, and I'm closing the station down. Very large, considerable numbers of things. For a start, really, the internal situation isn't very good, really. And from my point of view, well, it has a bit of a bad odour about it, I think would be the best way of putting it. It does. Gone on my record now by Lulu, and this is Leave a Little Love, another little favourite of mine.
If I'm just a toy you're gonna play with, if I'm not the girl you're gonna put me down when I